Matt Wheeler joins us. We're going to shift over here to Matt. I'm going to find his microphone. There you go. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Yeah, too many things going on here in the studio.
you juggle a lot. I admire your ability to do that.
Somebody said to me one day, well, you do radio. I've seen images of people doing radio. You have an engineer and a producer in the studio, and you are sitting drinking your coffee. It is nothing like that.
It seems more like juggling.
It is a little more like juggling sometimes. Well, Matt, it is great to have you back.
It's always wonderful to come and visit.
Yeah. Were you excited to finally break out your sunglasses?
Yeah,
today?
I had to figure out where I'd put them this morning. I was like, wow, I think I recognize that glowing orb in the sky. Yeah, it was good to see some sun again. We needed some rain in a major way.
We really did.
Yeah, so it's good to have a sunny day again, and it looks like we got a few more to come.
Yeah,
including for this weekend.
Yes,
which we'll get to.
It's going to be great weather. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. But you do have a new radio single. We love when you stop by when this happens and share, and it drops today. This is the official release, Worn Thin. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, the Thursday release date, because you can basically release things whenever you want. And I knew I was coming here. It's like, I can make it Friday, but let's do it today. It was recorded with our mutual friend, Stephen Courtney.
Just down the street.
Yeah, right here in this Mannheim area. Not far at all. I didn't quite pass his house on the way here, but it's not far. He and I like to, it's great to collaborate at least every year or two on a single project. But this particular one... it came about in sort of an interesting way. A bit of family history. My wife, I may have mentioned this on a previous appearance, has been dealing with a series of surgeries for an intestinal issue. Eight of them, in fact, in total. And the most recent one was in July. And after number seven in December, we had just gotten back from Philadelphia, which is where all the recent surgeries have been. Just gotten back because we had like sort of a last minute visit because we thought maybe things weren't holding and weren't going well. Mm-hmm. But it looked like things were okay. But yeah, so kind of touch and go. We're driving back, and on the phone, I talked to my mom, and she delivered the news that she officially was diagnosed with breast cancer. So the words Worn Thin came to mind. I remember where I was on Donegal Springs Road driving at the time on this drive back in Philadelphia, and so much is being asked of us and of me. And I wanted to come through for the two most important women in my life, my wife and my mom. Yeah. And there's been a lot of joy, even in the midst of all these storms, which I really appreciate. This was definitely like, I wasn't seeing this situation with my mom unfolding until about the time it did. So I remember pulling up the stop sign and thinking like sort of a lamenting prayer, like, Lord, I just feel worn thin. Like I want to come through. I'm not sure how it's going to happen. I'm going to need strength beyond what I've got. That general idea, like, I think I wrote it down because I was like, maybe there's something there, but I wasn't first thing on mind, like, I'm going to make a song out of that. Right. But I got involved with John Guerra's songwriting masterclass. He had a video course. I took it at the end of the year, and then I joined Resound Worship UK's 12-song challenge. We were writing a song every month, like for congregational worship. Of course, I took us in a different direction. So those things helped to grow. But the main thing was John Guerra also did a devotional songwriting cohort. So it was me and I believe four other people, three or four other people, and John just sharing songs. And most everyone else brought like multiple songs. I just kept bringing the same one back and like taking the feedback and shaping it accordingly. So it went from a very different form, was like this congregational gathering song, mm-hmm. saying like, we gather, even though, tired and broken as we are, we come to you, Lord, to this much more personal autobiographical feel, which the first line where it says, just home from Philadelphia, felt the force of the news, didn't know what to do with the diagnosis. Very autobiographical, but I feel like it's also such that pretty much anyone who's had serious health issues or have loved ones who have, which is probably almost everybody, can identify with. There's the idea of feeling worn thin, like I don't have any energy left. Like, I don't know, like, oh man, we've been rallying as much as we can and now this. But there's also the Celtic Christian idea of thin places. If I have that correct, it's basically like certain geographical places that's like, it's like God's presence is just feels that much more manifested. Mm-hmm. With this, I end up in the chorus, which you will hear, saying, Lord, I come to you battle-worn, worn thin, worn thin. It's in these places you sustain us, and the space between gets worn thin. So it's like when all the distractions and comforts are peeled away, you know, it's down to the foundation, gutted to the studs, and it's like, all right, now what? But those are a lot of times when, at least that's what I've been finding, is when God comes through with the strength in ways that we, mm-hmm. and beyond what we're able to have, which is good, because we needed that. Yeah. I will say that my mom has been cancer-free since January. Wonderful. They caught it very, very early, and my wife is back to teaching 7th grade science in Donegal School District. I've been back for a few weeks now, and it's great. She's mostly, almost fully recovered, so.
I know she is greatly missed, or was.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is like one of the coolest classrooms.
She's the quirky science teacher that everyone likes, and I work at Lancaster Bible College. Occasionally, I'm working with students who had her in class, or they were on the other team and knew her from the school. And pretty much universally, if she's, you know, if they put together like, wait, your last name's Wheeler, like, is Mrs. Wheeler your wife? Like, yes. And pretty much always they go on about like, oh yeah, she's fantastic. So
yeah.
Not surprisingly.
Unicorns, but, I think.
She's been doing this for between a decade and a half. And so at some point before it became culturally like this big thing again, it was more like a character from the 80s that she made it known that she enjoyed unicorns. It started being very easy to find them everywhere. So people started giving her gifts at the end of,
oh, that's fun.
End of each school year and Christmas time. So she has so many unicorn gifts and a classroom snake as well.
I heard.
Yeah, a 4-foot corn snake named Dragon.
Wow.
So
cool.
Anyway, yes. So the song's dedicated to her and my mom, Carolyn Wheeler. Well,
can
as
we
well.
Take a listen?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's give it a spin. This is the world premiere.
The world radio premiere, yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Matt Wheeler and Warren Thin.